Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thirsty Thursday to you. Appreciate you rocking with us. The Thirsty Thursday will roll on after our program with the fellows of the Drive. They'll be out at the Buffalo Wild Wings at Washington Ave. So go out, see the fellas. I might pop out there. I'm thinking about it. If I don't decide to work out today, which I'm going.
You're going?
Yep.
Right.
No, I feel like I should.
Going.
All right.
It's right here, man. It's
right there.
Yeah, it's rarely that we get some live broadcast around the area like this. So I got to go.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right, come see us, but obviously see the fellas Clinton Run at Buffalo Wild Wings. They'll be talking to Dalton Schultz in the 2 o'clock hour, I believe, as well. So it should be fun hearing that. He's a part of this Texans offense that seemed like they got off the, what did he say, off the slide?
Oh,
if you,
God,
if you listen to Lil Kiki.
I was cringing.
Hey, no, Lil Kiki is a legend in these streets.
I was just like, it got off the slide. No, it's
if Lil
Schneid.
Kiki said it's off the slide, then it's off the slide, okay?
It's Schneid.
That's not what Lil Kiki said.
You know where Schneid comes from?
No. Is that Yiddish?
Close.
Okay.
It's a Schneider. A Schneider is when you're playing gin.
Oh, okay.
That means you haven't won a whatever they call them yet.
A book, I'm guessing, is
a
the
book,
word
yeah,
that I'll use here.
That's the word I was using.
I thought it was like a three-game slide. Like
no,
you
it's
slide,
a Schneid.
Like sliding down, you're going down. That's what I thought. It makes
sense.
Sounds
like Lil Kiki was right. Yeah, no, it adds up.
It makes sense. If somebody told me that, it's called slide because it's like sliding down. And
yeah.
You know,
it's from the game Gin Rummy.
Yeah, that's one of the card games I don't have in my bag.
I never have played it, but I know that's where it's from.
I tried to play it. Yeah. I wasn't really into it.
713-572-4610. Are you a Gin Rummy player? and let me know if Lopez is right or if he's just lying to us.
Nah, I'm right.
But this offense, man, it felt like they might have gone off the slide a little bit.
Come on.
I'm going to keep saying it.
Hey, irregardless of what he's saying.
Oh, God.
I appreciate you.
Ain't that the truth?
I appreciate you helping me.
It is what it is.
You got any more?
The Titans game looked like it could be a turning point. So we all have our feelings. Some people are like, yeah, it's just the Titans. Some people are like, we see, you know, kind of the baseline of getting this offense together. But what do the principals, the main people that are dealing with this, D'Amico Ryans, head coach, and CJ Stroud? I want to go to D'Amico first here. This is D'Amico 14. D'Amico, do you feel like this offense is headed in the right direction?
We did a lot of positive things on Sunday. We've done a lot of positive things throughout all of our games. Finally, on Sunday, the results were just in our favor, and we were able to win a football game. But those things never change, right? If you want to win a game, you have to possess the football, right? You cannot turn the ball over and expect to beat good football teams. It just does not happen in this league. So you have to possess the football, and you have to be able to stay on track. You have to be able to sustain drives, and that will not change this week. That's the formula every week. You got to possess the ball. You got to be able to sustain the drives. You got to be able to run the ball. Or you got to be effective and win on third down. Like, that'll always be the formula to win, and none more important than this week. Right? It's a really great defense, the way these guys fly around.
I mean, they play defense the right way. So we have our work cut out for us. We know they'll have a ton of pressures, a lot of different looks. They'll roll a lot of different coverages and drop in some ends, a lot of simulated pressures. So we have our work cut out for us as far as post-snap, what are they doing and where we need to go with our reads.
So this game, as we know, the fourth quarter, was very validating for D'Amico's philosophy. Was it too validating?
Yeah.
Was it too validating?
I love that to some degree D'Amico was like, so yeah, whatever. But on to this week, right? Yeah, this is what the game looks like. I think that he was doing that without doing that specifically. But yeah, I found it interesting that it's like we've been doing good things.
Oh, we're digging in.
And I'm like, no, there were some clear changes in what you were able to make happen in this game. Like the idea of, well, we were doing this, we were doing little parts of this, but it wasn't all together. Well, that's not doing it quite yet. And I mean, obviously you got it all together. Outside of one play, it felt like the line was pretty damn good in what you expect of them on the curve that you grade them on. Obviously, CJ making the alerts, changing things, getting to the right plays, hitting his guys in stride for the most part. We just gonna pretend like they've been doing that consistently all the weeks.
No, well, not only that, you're right. But my thing was, and we're gonna hear some more audio, especially from Stroud, which I thought was interesting here in just a second. But like, do you not remember that the two game breaking plays were stretching the field? You know, I feel like D'Amico, and to his credit, this is his philosophy. This is what he wants. You know, I'm not saying he's necessarily, you know, seeing something that's not there. Did I snort a little bit?
There? Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up.
Did I snort allergies.
That sounded wild.
I took
a little a breath, and I think I snorted a little bit there.
That's always right. Uncomfortable as hell, man.
But anyway, the two big plays were off of that. The two big plays were stretching the field. So I just hope they don't just like really dig in and just, you know, it's got to be the balance. It's got to be the read that CJ Stroud has, you know?
Yeah, and we've talked about it a little bit, right? The idea of, all right, all those things that D'Amico Ryans is saying, hey, you've got to be able to do this to be effective. There's a lot of check marks that you have to hit. It's to me, the way that I've kind of viewed it is they're setting themselves up with a many leg parlay, right? The more things that
that's
we
a good
put
way
in
to put
here,
it.
It's like you have to hit on all of them for this to work, at least in the way that they're kind of setting this up. I do feel better on the possibility or the plausibility that you can hit on those. And thankfully this week, it looks like they have the injuries to where the talent that you're facing off against might not be nearly as high as it would be ordinarily and give you an opportunity to be more successful at that. But also, yeah, man, like the idea that, hey, we're just hitting all these. There's been times where you haven't, right, in the same way. So I'd like that they feel like they're closer to doing that consistently. I wonder how, and of course, D'Amico's also going to give us more of a rosy take here on this microphone, and I think he will maybe in that room. But I was just like, it feels like almost a little revisionist at times in the way that he talks about it. But, you know, let's hear from the quarterback, right? Like, how did the quarterback feel this? And give me Stroud 10 here, Fig, because C.J. Stroud was asked that after these four games, how have you seen Nick Caley and this offense that he is calling start to evolve?
A lot, man. You know, it's tough, you know, because for him, you know, he's done a good job of trying to listen to other guys, but also keep his core mentality and core plays. But, you know, this game's evolving. It's not, you know, what it used to be, and it's not what it was last year. You got to just find every, like Coach Day used to always say in college, every year when we hit the offseason for, like, self-scout, he'd always say you have to become the new iPhone. You know, like, every year you got to upgrade or you'll get caught up. So, like, iPhone, they come out with a new iPhone every year. You know, so they don't get caught up from other brands. So I think that's the same thing. Like, but it takes time. It's not just overnight. I think he's doing a good job of, like, listening and to what I like, to what the team likes. And a lot of our guys are young, so a lot of the run and gun and, like, the fun stuff is, like, easy for us because we've done it before. But we're just trying to both get off, you know, our mark and, you know, push towards being uncomfortable with being uncomfortable with one another, but also trying to get some comfort plays in as well.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think he was going for being comfortable with being uncomfortable. But regardless, I think what he's really saying here is like, hey, kind of what we were saying, like, hey, we had some good things going on, but our guys are still sort of, you know, trying to grasp this whole thing. And I thought it was interesting and relevant. You know, he talked, the first thing he said about Nick Caley is he's doing a good job of listening to the other offensive coaches.
Yeah.
That to me was key. And I think that's what sort of opened things up for him.
Yeah. And yeah. I guess this is going to be always going to be a different perspective from D'Amico as head coach and also defensively minded to CJ, who is in the weeds with this.
Mm-hmm.
But D'Amico is like just talking about kind of the procedural coaching type things. When we get down to this level, I found it interesting that CJ does not seem to feel like we are at any level of completion spot.
Correct.
Whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Right. This feels like, oh, we're at a starting point, mm-hmm. is the way that he's kind of talking about this. Like, hey, he's done a good job of kind of figuring out. And we're still in a place where you can even use the word uncomfortable because mm-hmm. we're still figuring out. I will take that, though. And I know that he didn't sound like it because he still sounds just a little mopey, doesn't he? but he sounds optimistic. Even in kind of the demeanor that it sounds like he's bringing, he sounds optimistic in his word choice, in his diction, that there's still places for this offense to go.
I kind of like it, to be honest. It does make you a little uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, we've talked about it ad nauseum this week. You know, they're so tiny, these margins with this team. But it also is encouraging because he gets it and they get it and they're still trying to sort of iron it out.
All right, so I will ask you, and now I'm asking you to do the impossible, like get in people's heads, mm-hmm. figure out what they're actually thinking. How far do you think that, because again, it sounds like CJ feels like there's a lot of room to improve.
Mm-hmm.
What is the reality in your mind of how much of that improvement is actually feasible for this team?
Oh, this year, yeah, that's a great question because all you want to do is see, you know, an advancement of what we saw in the fourth quarter yesterday. Sunday. That's obvious. I also kind of felt, and maybe we can listen to Stroud 11 here, Figgy,
because mm-hmm.
let's listen to this first, and I'm going to answer the question after.
All right, this was C.J. Stroud being asked, how is the communication improved?
Yeah, just like I said, it's always improvement you can have there, and it's part of it, you know, like new relationship with coordinator and quarterback, so you don't always just come in and have a, you know, easy time on the mic. Sometimes it goes out, sometimes I have to call a play or whatever happens. It's just always about getting it fixed and just trying to move the ball forward. So yeah, it's just something I think that you don't want to happen, but I think it's good sometimes because you learn from it and then you get better.
To answer your question off of that, I think what he's saying is We have a long way, you know, we've got a lot that we can still improve on and we can do this a lot more. But I also feel he wants to maybe you know, have more of those types of plays. You know, be able to be trusted. He says, you know, sometimes the communication is off and he puts it on me and I have to make the play call. I think he's saying just, you know, trust me a little more. You saw what I did in the fourth quarter on Sunday. When I see this, I can make those calls and make the throws.
Actually, can I press pause a little bit here?
Yeah.
It is interesting that he was asked about communication, and it seemed like he took it very literally. And even with it taken literally, sometimes the play mm-hmm. call, you know, goes out, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about the speaker. Like, isn't
it
Nick Haley?
Like
Nick Haley's on the sideline.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about?
He's got the green dot,
the green dot. And,
yeah,
but that's to be expected. We know that those things aren't perfect, and those things cut out a little bit. And again, I might be reaching here is fine. But the idea that his brain went to that place where he's talking about like the physical communication, when that guy's on the sideline, it's kind of weird to me. I don't know exactly what to make of that, John Lopez.
Well, I guess they don't want to. They have to use the communication because obviously, you know, you got Liam Cohen out there figuring out any signs and signals and reading lips and everything.
No, sure, and like that communicate. But like when he was asked about communication, I feel like when we ask about that in a general sense in like a press conference. It's a little bit more esoteric or whatever, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
just not even like, hey, like what is the communication working together with him to try and craft
this offense?
He's
talking about actual communication. And
he's talking about like the actual physical communication, which I guess I had not really thought about as like a larger concern. I guess maybe getting in plays in time. I wonder how much that is like actually just the baseline communication of getting into play and speaking the same language and getting on, because it is fair to remember that Nick Haley is molding whatever he has as a system to the previous language. He did say that, you know, they're trying to use the language that was already installed. I do wonder how much of that has been a little bit of a hang up early on.
Yeah, maybe. And I think that's the encouraging thing is, you know, what you're talking about, like it worked here. If they can just continue to do and trust and, you know, C.J. Stroud, and he continues to make those proper reads, then things could start to click and we could start to see, you know, more of that offense.
Yeah, I'm super intrigued to see like what this offense can ultimately get to. It does feel like, though, this is a level of credit to Nick Haley, and maybe this is early as well, that he's going to shift this offense, because already in 4 weeks we've seen pretty big changes in the way that they've operated from week one to week four. I do think there's a lot of malleability that you can see in the coming weeks and as the season progresses. I'm just interested to see like how far that can actually push forward, like how dynamic that could become. Because even within what we saw in the fourth quarter, it wasn't super dynamic. It was just like, okay, this is a very big difference from where they had been. I do wonder how dynamic it can get for this offense. Because as you mentioned, we know CJ to like a dynamic offense, and you can hear it in what he's talking about here that he wants a dynamic offense.
Yeah, it's funny when you hear D'Amico and then you hear CJ. You know, you walk away from D'Amico thinking, well, boy, you haven't seen anything yet. We're really going to just grind and move the chains and be very, you know, deliberate. And then you hear CJ and you're like, yeah, I kind of want some more of that big play stuff. You know, I kind of want to stretch it out when you trust me to make the call. So, it, you know, sort of an infighting, not necessarily like in a bad way, but just sort of like the different philosophies and ways they want to approach this.
From 713. And I think this is where... This is a subsection of the conversation that happened around C.J. Stroud. It's because, I mean, there's so much, animosity is not quite the right word, but there's just so much conversation, so much focus, as there is always with the quarterback. But when the team is in a place where you're 1-3, C.J. Stroud made a joke during this press conference that has seemed to light people on, you know, put people on edge. And so 713 texts in and asks, do I just have PTSD, or does it seem like we'll end the year with C.J. wanting to be traded? That feels pretty early, but I can.
I got that PTSD.
You got it?
I do.
Why do you feel like you're
it's
there?
Just because I feel like we've been here before, and we have been here before.
That's it.
Is not really going good, and a player don't look as happy as he was before.
Moping, clearly wanting to be out, you know.
Yeah, and then who the agent is.
Yep.
Mulligetta.
Yeah. I got that PTSD.
Mm-hmm. I can see it.
I mean, we'll have to keep watching it. I'm not there yet, but that's a fair point, right? Like we've been here before with this Texas team, and maybe that's why as we don't have a good answer, and I don't think we ever will have a good answer as to why it feels like CJ's demeanor is a little different as I'm getting into spaces that are like you end up trying to be an armchair psychologist, which is always a bad deal when you're trying to do it. But he does feel different. Even today, like after this weekend, it felt like in the post game, this feels like some level of CJ that we heard before.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, as you're getting back to work, it feels like the energy's back.
The thing is, you got to win, man. If they're winning, then I don't think we have having this conversation. But when you having a rough season, and it's still early, but if the season go off the rails, then that PTSD is going to come back.
Oh, it is. Because
the last time the Texans were supposed to have a really good year, had a bad season, and that's how it ended.
It didn't end well.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Let's see if this helps you with winning. The news that at practice today, both cornerback Derek Stingley Jr. and Will Anderson Jr. at practice, right? Like, both of them practicing today. So that does bode well for – and I don't think anybody was really worried about them playing. But you look at the injury reports, you got guys coming back for the Texans off of rest and dealing with an oblique. You look over at the Ravens, and there's just a bunch of dudes looking like they will be missing games as they had previously played them in the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, so nothing but good news. I never really was worried about these two because Derek Stingley, number one, played despite the injury last week, and it's another week removed. And Will Anderson, they flat out said, no, we just need to rest him a little bit.
Yeah, so good to see those guys back at work, especially on what is always viewed as the biggest work day of the NFL week, a Thursday on a regular week, headed into a Sunday game in Baltimore versus the Ravens that you'll be able to hear right here on your home of the Texans, Sports Radio 610. All right, you're in the loop. And coming up next, we'll get to our lunchtime confessions as we always do. You'll hear those next on Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.